Hey guys, welcome to the Dancer Generation Podcast. I'm your host, Chloe Johal, and in today's episode, I'm super excited. We have Sydney Nantel here with us. So she is a dancer at the dance studio I-10, which is H4L Dance Complex. So Sydney's Instagram, as well as the studio's Instagram, will be in the show notes. But I'm super excited to interview her today because she's such a funny person. She always makes me happy, and she's super hardworking. And I just think she's very inspiring. Make sure to rate, comment, and subscribe, and let's get straight into it. Hey guys, today we are here with Sydney Nantel. She is a dancer at H4L Dance Complex, the studio that I attend. So I want to make this episode really fun. So at first, we're going to start with a few speed questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, these don't all have to do with dance. I just thought it'd be fun. Okay. So favorite color?
Turquoise.
Favorite style of dance?
Heels.
Interesting fact about yourself?
I hate it when people crack my toes sideways. Only when they pull on them, not sideways cracking. It freaks me out.
Okay, a hobby you have besides dance?
Bullet journaling.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Favorite season?
Like, I like all of them when the time comes. Like, once it's, like, fall, I'm like, fall's the best. But then when it's summer, I'm like, long live summer.
One place you'd love to travel to?
Europe. All over Europe.
Are you a morning or night person?
Night person.
I don't even know why I asked that one, you know?
Very true.
One word to describe you?
All over the place? Oh,
that's not a word.
Okay, eccentric.
Okay, so that was the speed questions.
That was fun. Let us know in the podcast comments if you liked our little speed round thing, because I thought it was fun and I want to see other people do it.
Okay, so questions. When did you start dancing and why?
I started dancing when I was, I don't even know the exact age, maybe like 7. I think I took one class when I was 3 and I hated it. And then I started when I was like 7 or 8, and I was watching Dancing with the Stars, and I thought that they were so cool, and I was like, I want to dance like that. So I started dancing.
Love that. So I know you started as a ballet dancer, and then later transitioned into hip-hop, but like you're still doing some ballet, like teaching and stuff. But how's the transition between those two styles?
It was fun because I loved ballet, but like I was ready to like take a break from it. So it was fun to go from something so like strict and technical to something where I could have not more fun, but allowed a little more freedom for like creativity and just movement in general. It was nice to feel like less restricted than in a ballet class. But overall it was really good. It was hard to like learn a new style for sure, but I love the challenge, and I still love the challenge of trying to make myself better, and I really like fell in love with dance again. So yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it, but it was hard. It still is hard.
Mm-hmm. And why do I sound like a doctor?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
What does teaching bring to you?
Oh, so much happiness. I love teaching, and I didn't always love kids, but then when I started teaching, like the babies, especially like 4 to 6 year olds, like it just makes your heart feel so happy, and it's so fun to give like kids an outlet and to like share your love with them, as cheesy as it sounds, to share your love of dance with them, because it's a good time, like having fun and goofing around and with a bunch of kids. You feel like a kid again when you're teaching with kids, so it's a lot of fun. Makes me happy.
And what does performing bring to you?
That I find an interesting question, because a few years ago I realized that like performing on stage and being in class, like I didn't find there a big difference. That might sound weird, but I found that I sometimes had just as much of an adrenaline rush in class than I did on stage. Like when I first started taking heels classes, I felt the same adrenaline rush when I was dancing in a heels class, like even just doing a group, like performing in a group in the class, like I felt as much excitement there as I did on stage. So I don't really know. I still get excited when I go on stage, but a lot of the times performing in class or performing on stage, I don't find there's a big difference. I honestly feel like I black out on stage. Like I walk off and I'm like, did I just do that? I'm like, was this real life? But in class, I feel like I get to enjoy the moment a little bit more.
So would you say you prefer teaching or performing?
I feel like if I really had to choose, like I probably couldn't pick one, because they both bring different things to your life. Like the teaching, it feels very fulfilling to, like, be someone's dance teacher. Like, you forget, but, like, I still remember my first dance teachers, and I was, like, so excited to see them and stuff. So it's nice to know that I could be that for someone, that I could bring that joy to their life, but also performing on stage, that's a little bit more for myself. Like, performing is for me, and, like, teaching is for other people, I find. So they're both great in different ways. I'm currently being interviewed for a podcast, so I'd kindly ask you to leave. You can put your things down if you want. Bye.
Please don't keep that in there.
Honestly, I want to.
Just do it. It's fine. I feel very... I'm so excited right now. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
How do you balance your job and dancing, or school and dancing and things like that?
That's a difficult question. I think, like, for me, balance, or where I find, like, peace in my life, is when I'm at home. Like, whenever I'm at home, when I'm with my family, when I'm bullet journaling, when I'm reading, like, that's my way of, like, kind of recentering. So no matter how hectic life gets, I feel like my best way to, like, stay balanced is to just literally go back home. Whenever I'm, like, spending too much time with friends, when I'm staying out too late, when I'm dancing too much, when I'm working out too much, working too much, like, my solution for those overwhelming feelings of feeling like I'm all over the place is always to literally go back to my house and just spend time with my family and eat family meals and, like, journal and read and stuff. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but literally, like, my recenter, like, the way I recenter myself is just being at home.
Yeah. Cool.
That's how I find my balance. Or try to.
Trying. Everyone is trying.
Everyone's trying to find balance in their life.
I don't know if you'll have a quote at the top of your head, but what quote do you live by?
Oh, I like that question. I don't think I have a favorite one. Too many speak to me. Like, I'll see one about, like, I don't know. I like all those ones that have to do with, like, learning how to not weather out the storm, but, like, dance in the rain. Like, I like
that's
all those.
That's my favorite
ones.
Quote.
I love that.
Ever.
Yeah, it's so, like, cute, and it's
and
just,
it also,
like,
can mean other stuff than dancing.
Yeah,
like
it's about enjoying, like, life and, like, not letting everything get to you, and I don't know. I feel like you could ask me literally, not only on different days, but at different points in the day, what my favorite quote would be, and I would have a different one, because I'm all over the place with, like, feelings and stuff like that.
So, can you tell us a funny dance anecdote?
A funny dance anecdote. Well, I don't know if, like, it's funny looking back on it now, but in the moment I was, like, crying and, like, whatever. But when I was doing ballet, I had to go on stage. We were doing, like, a point group, so I was wearing my point shoes. And pro tip for all the ballerinas out there, always sew your ribbons before you go on stage, because there's gonna be a day where they come undone and it's truly tragic. So I went on stage without having sewn my ribbons. I put, like, hairspray, I don't know. Anyways, I hadn't sewn my ribbons. I went on stage, and the minute I walked out, the entire ribbon came, like, undone. It wasn't just, like, a little bit, like, the entire thing unraveled. And I was doing my dance. I was like, oh my gosh, my point shoe. Like, I don't want it to fly off. Like, I'm going to trip and fall, whatever. I even had to, like, run off stage at one point and to, like, wait. Like, we were waiting. I was waiting off stage before I went on again. And instead of trying to just tie it in a knot to get it out of my way, I tried to tie it perfectly again. I don't know why I did that, because I was like, it needs to look perfect when I walk back out. But obviously, I was stressed, so I didn't get it done. So then when I walked back out on stage, it was completely unraveled. And I was doing fouettes on point, and it was truly a mess. And even one of the judges, like, was like, you know, when you walk off stage, you really should do up your ribbons, like, if there's a mistake like that. And I walked off stage and I just cried and cried and cried. But it taught me a very important lesson. And honestly, most of the things that, like, you cry about too when you were not younger, but, like, something you cry about that's stressful, in the moment you look back on it and you're like, this is funny. So, like, now I look back on it and I'm like, that was a funny story to tell, even though it was tragic, truly tragic in the moment. But yeah.
Fun. So, okay, you seem, okay, me when I see you, like, you seem like such a confident person, and you, like, don't care about what people think, and, like, how, you know?
That's a really good question. It's mainly because I feel so comfortable here at the studio. Like, I feel like I'm very different in all the different places that I belong to. Like, I'm very different at CrossFit. I'm very different at home. I'm very different when I work at the restaurant or the food truck than I am here. And it's not that I don't carry my, or try to carry my energy with me wherever I go, but I don't know. I just kind of realized, like, it's more fun to have fun and to care less about what people think. Because literally at the end of the day, literally, who cares? Nobody's thinking about you that much. So I just try to do whatever feels right in the moment. And it's not to say I'm not confident or I'm not always confident when I'm running around and doing silly things. Yeah.
That was a great answer. Thank you. And okay, if you can go back in time, what advice would you give your younger self? Like life advice, not necessarily dance.
It's just life advice. I mean, this is something that everybody used to tell me, like everybody around me, like, you won't feel this way forever, or like life goes on. And I know it sounds so like cliched and like cheesy and stuff, but life really does get better. Even when you're not feeling good or you're having moments of whatever you're going through, like life gets better and like your life like changes so much and just so much is going to happen to you in your life, and just like really embrace it with open arms and you move on from all the hard stuff. And yeah, life really does just move on eventually and get better. And a lot of people used to tell me that, but I didn't believe it. So if I could see my younger self, I wish I could have said that to myself. So I'd be like, I believe you because you are me, if that makes sense. But yeah, life's full of ups and downs, and you're going to make it.
That's very great advice. Thank you. I keep saying thank you times.
I love it.
Okay. Now back to the deeper side.
Okay. The deeper side. Okay, no.
Have you faced any challenges with dance?
With dance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. I when I was younger, I was auditioning for schools like the Royal Winnipeg Ballet, National Ballet of Canada, and I went to a few summer programs. And the way it works is you stay for a month, you live away from home, you like stay in res, which was so much fun. And then everybody was hoping to get accepted for the year. And when I was younger, involved really in the ballet world with so many girls around me who really wanted it, it made me really want it as well. And a lot of times I didn't get in because my neck wasn't long enough. I have scoliosis, so my shoulder blades are really high up on my back and they're really open. So like for silly things like that, that seem ridiculous. Like I wasn't getting accepted to like some schools I would have wanted to and stuff. And yeah, like there was a time when I just truly did not want to dance anymore, which is really hard when I was like 15 or 16 and I was like, I don't want to dance. I hate this and whatever. So that was always difficult because like your relationship with dance is always changing. And yeah, I don't know. That's, some stuff I've been through.
Mm-hmm. And to finish this off, what's your biggest advice you'd give to dancers like me?
Probably I would say go do the classes, go to the teachers, go do the performances, go do the auditions that make you nervous, because like truthfully it's so nerve-wracking and it's like really hard to like put yourself out there and do all those scary things. But it is so worth it in the end. Like, I was so terrified for the longest time to take a heels class, and then I finally did, and I was like, this is the best. Like, this is the style for me. And it was like, I still remember my first heels class. I had this huge rush of adrenaline walking out. I went to go tell everybody about it. Like, people who I didn't even know well, just, like, through my work, I would be like, I took this dance class. It was the best. I had the most fun. And just all the things that make you nervous in dance especially, it could be applied to life as well, but for dance especially, like, go do them, because in the end the worst thing that happens is you don't like it. Doesn't matter if you mess up at it or whatever. Literally the worst thing is that it wasn't what I thought it was, and then you can be like, checked it off the bucket list, I'm gonna try a new thing now. So for sure, just try all the things that make you the most nervous, because you're probably gonna have the best time doing it.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Yay! This is fun.
I love how much energy and excitement you have.
I'm very excited right now. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. It was really nice having you on the podcast. You guys can't see Sydney right now, but she's like
doing
waving with her
waves.
Arms. Yeah. She's like doing dance moves and stuff. Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I say that every episode, but, like, I truly do appreciate
it. Thank you.
It's not, like, in my script or anything.
No, it's all good. It means so much that you asked me. I was, like, I went home and I told my mom. I was, like, hey, Mom, guess what? I'm on the podcast. And she was, like, whoa. And I was, like, yeah, no big deal. So, yeah. But, yeah.
Great. Okay. We both have things to get to,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I gotta go teach, so.
Gotta go do my homework.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, guys, so... Yeah, bye.
Peace out, homies.
Anyways, thank you so much.
Girl power to everybody, too. Peace sign. I forgot to say that, but I just wanted to say for everybody out there, throw up a peace sign on the count of three. We're going to say girl power. One, two, three. Girl power!
Sydney loves doing that.
You guys
can go check out my YouTube channel to see her doing that in the bus on her way to Toronto.
Very true. I do it too
You guys
often.
Should go see the Toronto vlog. Sydney's in it if you want to learn to get to know
Put
Sydney.
Put a face to the voice.
Yeah. Anyways, everything will be in the show notes. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed. Bye.
Bye.
So that was it for today's episode of the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to go rate, comment, and subscribe. I love to hear your opinion about the podcast because then I get to make the podcast better, improve it. And also make sure to let me know who you would like to see get interviewed on the podcast and any segments that you think would be fun for the podcast. Like today we did speed questions and that was really fun. So let me know if there's any other segments that you guys want to see on the podcast. Also make sure to go follow the podcast on Instagram. It's at the_dance_generation_podcast. And yeah, listen every Friday for a new episode. It's always popping. It's really fun. And yeah, anyways, make sure to rate, comment, and subscribe. And I will see you guys next week in next week's episode. Bye!